What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 177. Today's topic is this. Do you have enough space? Sit back and relax, because here we go. I've been working like an absolute monster right now. So here's the thing. Like, one of my skills is I can work and work and work and work and work. Matter of fact, I can outwork most people. I used to look at this like this was a big gift. Like this was this superpower that I had. Because it was always the answer. Ever since I was 15 years old, that's when I had my first job. My first job was pretty cool. So this is, I'll give you the quick background on it. I grew up in South Florida, and so I was mowing lawns to make extra money. It was about the time, I was 14 at the time, it was about the time I was starting to notice girls, and I was like, oh man, it'd be really great to like be able to take a girl out on a date, like take her to a movie and like buy her popcorn and things like that, and not have to ask my parents for money. So I started mowing lawns throughout the neighborhood in order to be able to afford that. Problem is this, South Florida is hot. It's like hot and muggy. So I did this for a few months and, you know, I had borrowed my dad's lawnmower and he was like, you know, you're messing up my lawnmower. It's like it's being overused. I was spending a bunch of money on gas for it. And I was sweating my butt off just out there mowing all these lawns because I think I charged like $20 or something to do somebody's like entire landscaping. And it was a great lesson. The lesson that I learned was like, okay, I need to work smarter, not harder. And that's still a lesson that I have a hard time cramming into my thick skull to work smarter, not harder. So the next step from there, I had made friends with a guy who's actually a interventional cardiologist now and doing a great job saving a lot of people's lives. But back then we were just kids. His parents owned a jewelry store. And I knew nothing about business, certainly nothing about jewelry, but they like kindly hired me on as a stock boy, you know, paying me $5 an hour to basically lay out the bracelets and rings and things like that to, you know, for sales. Well, they weren't from the United States. Their English wasn't great. And, you know, that was like the one skill I had was that I could speak the language. So here, this shy teenager basically had the opportunity to start like selling, right? So they were like encouraged to just go out and talk to them, you know, and that's kind of how it got started. That I became a jewelry salesman, eventually getting to the point I kept that job all throughout high school and all throughout college. Put myself through a lot of college that way, working every weekend. So where I had friends that were like going out and partying, going out hanging out and everything, I was at work. And I mean, I would cram 30 hours of work between when I got out of school on Friday to when I finished up on Sunday. And so that's what I did. That was my superpowers, work. I could just work. And I kept that mentality. It's very easy to have that mentality in medicine. Why? Because in the medical world, things never stop. There's always something to do. It's always going. It's 24/7. And it was very easy to fall into that. All throughout my medical training, all throughout residency, all throughout practice. And the amazing thing is this, you know, the problem with working so hard, like we live in a culture where it's like burn 24/7, son, don't ever stop. It's just not reality. All you end up really doing is burning yourself out. It's a big topic of discussion, especially in healthcare, doctors and nurses, burnout. I'm sure it is in other fields and everything as well. So let's turn the focus a little bit to the exact opposite, to making space. What do you do to make space for yourself? And really ask yourself that question and sit with it. It's not an easy answer. I was thinking about this earlier today because I was like, you know what? There's like all these things that I want to create. You know, I sat down and I really focused and I created Blind Spot, and it's amazing. I had a gentleman go through Blind Spot this week. And he had an amazing experience. I had an absolutely wonderful time with him and was absolutely honored to lead him through this process, and we found some things that need to be taken care of. And he decided that, you know what, he's going to work with me, and I'm going to be his personal physician to guide him through this process here now over the next year, which I'm honored and happy to do. And I get energy from that. And I get energy giving that care to him. But that would have never come about had I not made the space initially to even have enough time to figure out what I wanted to do. Does that make sense? Like, unless you actually structure the time to figure out, to stop and just have some silence, to have some space without people asking you questions, without constant input, without your phone constantly dinging, without alarm bells going off, to have some space and to settle in so you can ask yourself simple questions like, what do I want? What do I want to create? What do I want to do with my life? Like, knowing that the clock is ticking, instead of focusing on the glittery things, the new iPhone that came out, leasing a new car. Ooh, what's Tesla going to make next? I mean, all those fun things, they're fun, but it doesn't mean shit. Instead, what matters is your time, how you spend it, who you spend it with. What are you going to create that you can be proud of? What fulfills you? That's a big word. That's one I'm just beginning to understand. Fulfillment. I'm not talking about at the Amazon center, what's being packaged in whatever you just ordered. I mean, what fulfills your heart, your soul? What fires you up? What gives you energy so that you're like, you know what? Oh, man, this is awesome. It's one of these things where, especially, it's a great time to have this conversation here as we come to the end of a year. There's a lot of folks that talk about, oh, New Year's resolutions. Oh, I'm going to do things differently and everything. That's cute. That's very, very cute. But here's the thing. Unless you actually have a plan of action, unless you have something that you have your heart in, nothing will change. Nothing will happen. Unless you actually sit with your pain of where you are currently at. You heard me right. Sit with your pain of where you are currently at, your current reality, and say, here's the things I like about where I'm at. Here's the things I don't like about where I'm at. And those things that you don't like about it, what do you need to do to change it? And you know what? You may not know. That's okay. That's okay if you don't know. But if you're aware of what you don't like, now you have a spotlight on it. Now you can at least start searching to say, okay, here's the things that I don't like about my life. I'm not happy about them. And I reject them. And because I reject them, I'm going to open my heart now to receive the messages that I need to receive in order to move past this, in order to change this, in order to be fulfilled. That can only happen if you sit and create some space. Whether that's meditation, which I highly encourage, whether that's saying no to some things, which I highly encourage. Start saying yes to you, yes to what you want to do, yes to how you want to spend your time, and yes to creating some space each day to figure out what you want to do. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Passion project, man. You want to talk about fulfillment. Well, you know what's absolutely fulfilling? Leading someone through their health, for them to discover things in their bloodstream, to discover things at the cellular level, to find problems in their body that they didn't even know they had, so that they can act on them early. It's literally like the one thing that you cannot get more of in this life. You can always make more money. You can always buy more stuff. You cannot get more time. It is the most valuable asset that there is. And we each have it. We just don't know how much of it we have. We don't know how much of that time bank we have. That fulfills me. That's what blind spot is. If you haven't been to blindspotmedical.com, do yourself a favor. Go check it out. Amazing, amazing case study that's there. And there's more coming. There's going to be a lot of big stuff happening in 2020. I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited about the folks that I have yet to meet that I'm going to have the opportunity to work with. And blindspotmedical.com. Go over there now, put in your name, email, address, and that'll lead to you getting on the email list and getting further connected with me. Next thing, this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy laying it down. Share it. Share it with friends and family. Consider that there is someone in your circle of influence that needs to hear this message, and that is the reason why you are hearing it. So share it up. Put in a rating, review,